With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Great comeback win for us. Didn't start off with the edge that we needed to, which we had seen the last couple of games. Defense wasn't there pretty much in the first half, maybe even to the, a little bit of the start of the second half, but we just found a way, picked it up to end up with, 12 steals, 6 block shots. Obviously, Jay setting a tone for us, with 5 steals, JJ continuing to block shots, 3 blocks, and you go down the whole roster, starters, guys off the bench, 3, 4 plus rebounds. We started making some shots in that second half, but, I told the guys, they're playing great in the first half. We just didn't have it in the first half. We're down 5. We got to pick up our urgency. Just got to pick up our, aggressiveness on the defensive end. They're hitting some good shots. They're hitting some tough shots. Found a way to just get some more impactful plays on the defensive end. Then just a huge, run there in the fourth quarter. Obviously, winning the third and fourth was huge, being down at the halftime. So obviously one of our better come from behind wins this season. It was great. We talked about before the game to get back in front of our home fans and how the building was rocking in that fourth quarter, and it wasn't just, the made shots. I know when JJ hit that big 3, crowd erupts, they call timeout, but you could just sense, our crowd just continuing to stay behind us all game, especially when we were getting some big stops and, getting that run. But, didn't have the edge at the beginning, but credit to these guys to keep fighting. The Timberwolves gave us a heck of a game, for 48 minutes, came down to the wire. Proud of the execution in that fourth quarter as well, against some different coverages. Ja with some big plays, JJ with some big plays, other guys really stepping up as well.
Coach, what was it like to see Ja and Jaren, two guys who, had their struggles as being young players, just come in and just refuse to lose in the fourth quarter?
I mean, it's huge. I mean, that's a credit to them, but it's a credit to the whole team. I mean, they've embraced that mentality of, it's a 48-minute game, and, the first, 24-plus weren't really that great for us, not just collectively, but some individually. JJ wasn't, hitting many shots, but, his teammates kept finding him. Ja kept finding him. Other guys kept finding him. Defensively, we changed coverages. We started switching pretty much everything. The communication was awesome. It wasn't there in the first half, but it was there in the second half. So to have those individuals, the entire team, just continue to grind through it, get back to, what we've been doing, recently. What are our habits? What's that edge? What's that mentality? How do we do that? What are the little things to, that you can control? It's very, very impressive.
This was like the fourth game in 6 nights coming off a road trip. Do you think there was just some dead legs like through the first 3 quarters? And then what it kind of led to that surge in the fourth quarter? Was there some sort of rah-rah speech? Like what took place before they were able to kind of find their energy back?
Yeah, I mean, just a slow start. It's going to happen sometimes. We've faced that. We've for the most part been a pretty good first quarter team. Pretty good. Third quarter team, and we just didn't have it. But these guys, there's no special speech or anything. We come in, we talk about how we can be a little bit better defensively, showed them some offensive clips about how we got to play with a little bit more force on the offensive end. But the same message about just finding an edge. And I think that's what we kind of really discovered these last 4 games, especially on the road and coming back home and, starting off a little flat. It's going to happen sometimes, but, just continue to remind them of what we've built, in this last month or so. It's a credit to them. Their spirits are up. It's not just one guy that we expect to turn the table. We got some sparks off the bench, but then our stars, when they came back in, obviously Jay in that third quarter really got us going and, created some life and momentum for us. And then it's just different guys, in that fourth quarter. And, to get it from a collective, standpoint was huge for us tonight.
Coach, you're about halfway through the season, and what do you think of the culture that's developing within this team?
I feel very fortunate. I'm blessed to be in this position. I work with a great group of people, from our players to our coaches to our performance staff, and it's everyone. Everyone has, taken our message from the beginning of the season. It's organically developed, not just on the floor, which everyone sees, but, hopefully everything that's going on behind the scenes is also a reflection of what you guys are seeing every single night and the growth and the competitiveness every single day. So I'm super proud of these guys, our entire staff, front office, coaching staff, medical staff, and that's the truth, because, it was a slow growth process early, and you know, to see us kind of continuing to get better and grind, and you know, not waver from, you know, the habits that we're forming. You know, we know that we've got so much more room to grow, but that we've kind of laid this foundation of going out and competing and being unselfish on, you know, both ends. Obviously, us offensively being a top assist team, and just focus on getting better. You know, now we get to be home for 2 weeks now, where we can really dive into the individual player development. You know, we're back home, and you know, get that practice time, that individual time, to, you know, continue to carry us for the rest of the season.
Coach, can you talk a little bit about how, you know, your veteran players are able to kind of bring the intangibles that help you win games like this, whereas a younger team without that kind of veteran influence won't?
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, I said at the beginning of the season, I feel blessed with, you know, the group of vets that we have here, because they're all going to make an impact in different ways in different games. You know, one night it's Jonas, it's Jay, it's Solo, it's Tyus, it's Kyle. You know, you never know who's going to step into that role. And it can be one play here, it can be a stretch of plays, can be an offensive performance. It can be, you know, just a stat line with a bunch of zeros and a bunch of rebounds and a bunch of, you know, deflections. You know, you just never know. But, you know, to come into the timeouts after talking with the coaches and seeing everyone talking, even our young guys being empowered by our vets to take some leadership. And then another time it's one of our vets talking about what they need to be doing or some situation, or stay in the course and, you know, screw what just happened, let's just move forward, that they've embraced that, that's awesome, you know, as a coach, where you can kind of take a step back and let it organically happen. So said that from the beginning, and we've seen it over the course of the season, and, you know, it's a different guy every night, you know, whether it's a vet or a younger guy, and, but to be able to lean on our vets, you know, even sometimes behind closed doors, you know, not even a game situation, I've had to lean on them a lot for some decisions that we're making. So I got to, you know, take that experience and run with it, because it helps me grow as a head coach too.
Coach, DeAnthony put up a plus 24 in the box score with only scoring 6 points. Talk about his positive impact on the game.
Huge impact. That's what we talk about sometimes. You look down the box score and, you know, well, he didn't, you know, shoot the ball or, you know, get a ton of steals or whatever it is. But obviously he had rebounds and, you know, plus minus. It just shows your impact, you know, individually, but also with the collective units that he was out there with. But that's something that we've talked about him, knowing that he's going to come in, he's going to, you know, make an impact. Obviously defense being a big focus of his. So, you know, when we were switching out there, you know, him, you know, executing coverages and communicating and, you know, taking some of their post opportunities away was huge for us. So, you know, that's the confidence we have in him to go out there. And obviously we were kind of struggling tonight to get some juice going, and kind of threw him back there in the fourth quarter with a group that, you know, gave us some huge momentum to take the lead. And obviously to get, you know, him along with some of our young guys to be able to close out games, what great, you know, learning opportunities for them.
The Grizzlies are undefeated when Dylan Brooks is hit 20 points or more. So how did you feel when he hit that 20 points tonight?
Sure. I mean, I think he was almost at 20, you know, at halftime, and you know, we're down 5, so I'm going, all right, let's get him to 20. We'll get another win. So, but, you know, I'm proud of, you know, obviously, you know, that stat ties to a lot of the offense, but let's not forget, like, what he's doing defensively for us. His competitiveness, his edge that he brings every single night, taking off tough matchups. You know, even tonight, you know, a couple big 50-50 rebounds, you know, in the fourth quarter, has a huge putback. Those are winning plays. And, you know, those are the things that hopefully everyone's noticing, not just from Dylan, but other guys making winning plays throughout the game for 48 minutes. But, you know, when obviously he plays well, we play well. But, you know, that's our expectation for all of our guys, you know, go out there and make an impact.
Tonight was the third straight game where Jaren's had at least 3 made threes and 3 blocks. I don't know that that's happened in the last whenever, if ever. It seems like defensively he's taken it to a different level over the last couple of weeks, rebounding-wise as well. Have you noticed a change? Has something happened there? Because it seems like he's very impactful there.
Yeah, just big-time development on his side. You know, obviously there's been tons of conversations, coaches, the vitamins we do with him, a lot of defensive focus, you know, the film that we're showing him. But this kid loves to compete. He loves to get better. He knew from the start of the season he could offer so much more. You know, as I just said, we want guys that can impact on both ends of the floor. And for him to go out there and we see what he's doing offensively, you know, gaining so much comfort, so much confidence with a three-point shot, playing off the bounce, but knowing that he's rebounding more, blocking shots, getting some steals, you know, it's awesome to see, because he's taken it to heart. You know, in the recent success we had, so many guys have contributed, but when you just kind of isolate JJ and talk about what he's doing defensively and be more of a presence, I mean, some of the block shots don't even show up. You know, he might get a foul contesting a shot at the rim, but we want him to go. We want him to be active. And him embracing that mentality is only elevating his game. And we know he's got so much more to give. He does too. But the fact that he's trending so positively in both ends, it's great to see.
Coach, what can be said about your team being able to beat Minnesota three times this season, a young and hot team?
It's not easy. You know, we talked about that before the game, how, you know, when you beat a team, you know, three out of three on a season, you got to come with an edge. Credit to our guys. I mean, that first game here at home was high-scoring affair. The second game going up there, early game, had a couple of guys out, different guys stepping up. And then tonight, you know, when we were kind of off to start the game and, you know, many of their guys were playing well, hitting shots, you know, big-time finishes, they came with an edge defensively. For our guys to kind of just stay the course, you know, and come through with a win's huge. So, you know, it's what we talk about with these guys. You know, every game's going to present something new, you know, whether it's a specific opponent, specific situation. It's great learning, but, you know, for these guys to overcome, you know, that slow start against a team that's playing really well, you know, been one of the best defenses in the league, you know, the last five games, tons of guys, individual growth, you know, it's a big win for us.
Taylor, you talked about the mentality and the edge. How different does it feel, you know, say in the huddle when you're down 14 or when you're coming back and starting to roll as opposed to how it felt the first few weeks of the season?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the mentality when you're down 14, you know, hopefully it was kind of the same early in the season is, you know, we just got to find a way. You know, this is good for us. Like, we've got to learn. Like, you can't always be playing with a lead. Basketball's a beautiful sport. You know, there's games of runs. There's ups and downs. You know, just the focus on us trying to just sustain. You know, early on, we were trying to find ourselves. You know, how are we going to sustain, you know, tough moments or even when we had a lead? How are you going to play the right way offensively? How are you going to not, you know, take your foot off the gas pedal defensively? You know, tonight being from behind, it kind of sparked us in the second half. Last couple games having double-digit leads, 20-point leads, you know, we let one slip away, and then, you know, the other two, L.A. and Phoenix, you know, we just kept pushing on offense, didn't stray away, you know, multiple assists, kept playing unselfishly, and then defensively just kept setting a tone. You know, teams are going to go on runs. It's basketball. But, you know, to get different situations, especially at this stage, knowing that we've come through a lot where we were kind of finding ourselves, hopefully these guys are starting to realize what our habits are, what our identity is starting to become, and it's organically happening. So it's fun being in those timeouts and, you know, game flow and just knowing we're going to learn from this, we're going to get better from this, and trusting the guys to just kind of just believe in what we do and do it together. And, you know, obviously when you win, it's great, but, you know, even some of the tough times, you know, we're showing how we can overcome.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.